Good morning. This is Dan Darnall from KFUO Radio. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is Luke chapter 6, verses 22 through verse 35a. The Reverend Doug Gribenaugh is preaching. The broadcast to chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
Our reading today comes to us from the Gospel of St. Luke in chapter 6, beginning at verse 22. Jesus said, "Blessed are you when people hate you, and when they exclude you, and revile you, and spurn your name as evil on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day, and leap for joy, for behold, your reward is great in heaven. For so their fathers did to the prophets. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are full now, for you shall be hungry. Woe to you who laugh now, for you shall mourn and weep. Woe to you when all people speak well of you, for so their fathers did to the false prophets. But I say to you who hear, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who abuse you. To one who strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also. And from one who takes away your cloak, do not withhold your tunic either. Give to everyone who begs from you, and from one who takes away your goods, do not demand them back. And as you wish that others would do to you, do so to them. If you love those who love you, what benefit is that to you? For even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who do good to you, what benefit is that to you? For even sinners do the same. If you lend to those from whom you expect to receive, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners to get back the same amount. But love your enemies and do good and lend, expecting nothing in return, and your reward will be great. O Lord, have mercy on us. Blessed are you when people hate you, and when they exclude you and revile you and spurn your name as evil on account of the Son of Man. That does seem to be the order of the day in the world now, the way they approach Christianity. People hate you. Society says, keep your faith to yourself. You are not welcome here. Or look at the world of social media. You'll see all manner of vitriol and vile words spewed at Christians. And around the world, there are far worse things than mean words. There's death, martyrdom. You are evil in the eyes of the world. And it's all because of Jesus, the Son of Man. So why then does our Lord tell us to rejoice? Rejoice! For so their fathers did to the prophets. It's not just a fancy turn of phrase. It's an anchor of what our Lord is saying. He is placing you in the company of the prophets. Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, men who spoke God's word and were mocked, rejected, killed. And now Jesus says, you stand in that same line. Not because you're eloquent, not because you're bold, but because you bear witness to him. Rejoice. That is hard. It is much easier to stay quiet, to keep your faith in your Lord to yourself. Amongst ourselves, we may be so bold as to speak, but even and then, sometimes in hushed tones. No one wants to be hated or excluded or reviled or called evil. And that's the warning our Lord gives when that temptation comes, to stand still, to be quiet, to go along, to get along. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for so their fathers did to the false prophets. Their fathers, that same lineage, that same pattern, the false prophets praised because they told people what they wanted to hear. They soothed consciences. They scratched the itching ear. They avoided offense, and they were loved for it. It's a sharp line that he gives. If you follow Jesus, you will be treated as the true prophets were treated. If you seek approval, you'll be tempted to speak as the false prophets. And woe to them, for their reward is ephemeral. It is temporary, as fleeting as the world's love. No neutral ground. But it's more than just that. Jesus doesn't call you to endure this rejection, to bear it silently as a stoic German. Rather, you're called to respond. Not in kind, but with kindness. He calls you to respond with mercy. Love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who abuse you. It's not a strategy, a way to navigate this world. It's vocation. You don't just stand in the company of the prophets. You stand in Christ, in his mercy. And that is real. It is embodied, it is enacted, and it is given to enemies. Because your Father is merciful. But you, O Lord, are a God of mercy and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness. Indeed, each and every one of us here was an enemy, not neutral, not misunderstood. We were hostile to God. But Christ loved you. He loved you that he gave himself to die for you. Thousands of years before you were born, he knew you, he loved you, he died for you. Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. It was in holy baptism that you were buried with Christ. In holy baptism, raised then with him, marked with his name on your forehead and your heart, one redeemed by Christ the crucified, joined to his death and resurrection, you now walk and live and move in that mercy. So it's not about the personal strength, not about your will, but faithfulness. Faithfulness to Christ, to the baptism that united you to him. In fact, it's the Holy Spirit working in you. For daily he calls you to repentance. Daily he forgives your sins. Daily he is conforming you to Christ. And through that dying and rising, we are loved. And so we love, even our enemies. So when you are reviled, rejoice. Not because it feels good, but because it means you are standing where the prophets stood, bearing witness to Christ. And when you face the enemy, love him, love her, not because they deserve it, but because you didn't deserve it, and you received that undeserved mercy. Love your enemies. Bless the mockers, pray for the revilers. Not because it makes sense, but because you are baptized, you belong to him. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. The broadcast to chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.